This is More Knowledge, More Wealth with your host, Gabriel Shaheen. Gabriel is a certified financial planner and a registered investment advisor at Falcon Wealth Planning. This show does not intend to provide personalized investment advice through this broadcast and does not represent that the services or securities discussed are suitable for any investor. Investors are advised not to rely on any information contained in the broadcast in the process of making a full informed investment decision. More knowledge, more wealth on AM 590, The Answer. Now here's your host, Gabriel Shaheen.
Good afternoon. This is Gabriel Shaheen, Certified Financial Planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth. That's on every weekend. We're excited to share with you the knowledge we need to increase your wealth. We're proud to be on this station, AM 590, The Answer, the Inland Empire's leading talk station. Now to the listener, you can always reach myself or my colleagues at Falcon Wealth Planning. Phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird, with any personal questions you have in regards to the show, personal finance, whatever the case may be. Now, I'm a principal of Falcon Wealth Planning, a registered investment advisory firm. We are a fee-only financial planning firm that also has an investment management division as well. So, by the way, you can always get these shows through our podcast. Just look up More Knowledge, More Wealth, so you can have access to the past 10 shows and this current show at any time. Folks, we are excited about this show today. We are going to be talking about a lot of different things going on. Most of it is going to be about retirement. And one of the biggest sources of income in retirement is Social Security. And we've talked about Social Security before, but every single time we have this conversation, we just highlight more and more of different things that are implants and affects you and your specific situation. So we will be going over the spousal benefit, survivor benefit, the divorce, if you were divorced and if you're single. Now, because the rules have changed in January 1st of 2016, if you did not turn 62 years old as of January 1st of 2016, then a lot of this does not apply to you. But if you are a survivor spouse, which means if you're widowed or if you're divorced, it does. So, mostly for married people is who I'm talking about here. By the way, if you need help with Social Security, if you get a government pension of any kind, a federal pension, and you think you don't get Social Security, that is not always the case, folks. I would give us a call. You want to speak with a Social Security specialist. I don't care what the Social Security office told you. Surprise, surprise, whether you call the 800 number or went in there in person, they're wrong. Not much. Only 95% of the time they're wrong. Yeah, surprise, surprise. Okay, so if you need help, if you want to make sure you're getting the right information, give us a call. We can help. This is what we specialize in. We are offering a free Social Security analyzer that we can help analyze your situation. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. We can help make sure that you are not losing out on any free money. It doesn't matter if you're single. It doesn't matter if you're divorced, widowed, or currently married. There are opportunities that you could be taking, not even including if you're taking a government pension where some people think they're not eligible for Social Security, and that's not always the case. So give us a call. That's 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. We can help make sure that you are taking full advantage of the benefits that's owed to you. And you can always visit our website, falconwealthplanning.com. That's falconwp.com for short. So, a little bit about Social Security, folks. Now, if you don't know this, Social Security can be taken at 62 years old. That's the earliest you can take Social Security. Surprise, surprise. Now, 50% of Americans do take Social Security at 50% of Americans do take Social Security at 62 years old. Okay. Now, they take it mostly maybe because most of the time they need the money. Maybe there's health issues, but majority of the time it's because they're not aware of the benefits by waiting. And the thing with Social Security is your benefits grow at 8% a year. 8% a year by waiting to take Social Security. So let's just say you were getting $750 a month at 62. If you waited until 66 or whatever your full retirement age is, could be 67 or any months in between there, like 66 and 2 months, 66 and 4 months, depending on the year you were born, your $750 a month at 62 years old could jump up to $1,000 a month at 66. That's an extra $250 a month. That's an extra $3,000 a year by waiting. Now, if you wait until 70 years old, then you get an extra $320 a month on that $1,000. So then your total amount you get on a monthly basis is $1,320 a month. So that's a decent amount. That's almost $600 difference from 62 to 70 years old. So you just want to make sure what's the best thing to do. Now, here's the thing. A lot of people want to take it early, but the numbers work out. If you take 62 versus 70, the break-even is 79 years old. So what does that mean? That means if you were to take the $750 a month for those 8 years, 62 all the way to 70, and then you start taking your Social Security at 70, you just missed out on 8 years of Social Security. So you have to wait until you're 79 to make sure it was a good idea to wait until 70. So you should be looking at, yes, your financial situation is priority, and your health is also very important, because it would be very sad if you wait until 70 to take Social Security because this guy on the radio is telling you to wait until 70, and then God forbid you pass away at 71. Well, now, now you're cursing my name from the grave. So you want to make sure you understand your full situation. By the way, if you're just joining us, folks, you're listening to Gabriel Shaheen, certified financial planner, host of More Knowledge, More Wealth. We're on here every weekend talking about all things in personal finance. And today we are talking about Social Security. Folks, if this sounds like you're going through this analysis, when should I take it? Maybe you're married and there's strategies available. Maybe you're widowed, you're divorced, there's other things going on. When could you retire? What else could you do? We are offering a free Social Security analyzer that can answer all of these questions. This is what we do on a daily basis. You only apply for Social Security once in your life. We go through this 15 times a month. So we see this all the time. We know the analysis. We know how Social Security works. We can help put this together for you, and it's at no cost. Just ask away. The phone number, 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. Or visit our website, falconwealthplanning.com. That's falconwp.com for short. So Social Security does grow at 8% a year if you wait. That's how it works, okay? Now, there's other benefits that's available to you. Now, I mentioned earlier, if you turn 62 by January 1st of 2016, you are eligible for other bells and whistles that can come with Social Security, assuming you're married. If you are married, you have access to a bunch of other strategies. Let me tell you what those are. Let's assume you're married and you're getting, if you retire and you get your full Social Security benefits at the age of 66 and it's $1,000 a month, and you're married to someone that, let's say, gets $2,000 a month in Social Security. So they're getting twice as much as you. Your spouse is getting $2,000, you're getting $1,000. Okay. Now, at 66, you have one of two options. Now, who's you? You are the person who's getting $1,000 a month. You have one of two options. Option number one is you could take your $1,000 a month and just take that for the rest of your life. Here's option number two, which in this case is a no-brainer. Let me tell you why it's a no-brainer. Because if you are 62 by January 1st of 2016, what you are allowed to do is not just take your $1,000, so push that to the side. You want to take half of your spouse. Now, your spouse is getting $2,000 a month. Conveniently enough, that's also $1,000. Now, why would you do that if yours is $1,000 and your spouse was $1,000? The reason you would do that is you would then allow yours, if you take a spousal benefit, if you file a restricted application, what you could do is allow your $1,000 a month to grow to the max amount of $1,320 a month. It gets that 8% growth while you're taking your spouse's Social Security. And now, it doesn't affect your spouse's. Your spouse just needs to be taking Social Security. So if your spouse is taking that $2,000 a month, you have the option to take half of theirs, which is $1,000. Half of $2,000 is $1,000. And then your $1,000 is technically suspended, is technically in this purgatory state of Social Security that still allows to grow at 8% a year. So take full advantage of those type of strategies, folks. This works if you're married. You can take half of your spouse's and let yours grow in the same time while your spouse is collecting theirs. So if your spouse is collecting $2,000, you can get half of theirs, which is $1,000 at the same time. That's $3,000. And then your benefit of $1,000 grows. Folks, this is absolutely fantastic strategies that can help increase your wealth. These are absolutely no-brainer situation. You should not leave this money on the table. There's no reason to. This is absolutely only increases your wealth. No risk in this strategy. It's a weird saying it. No risk, high return. Nothing can go wrong. Now, if you're younger than 62, you can't do this as of 2016. But if you aren't and you're married, and depending on the scenarios, you should take advantage of this. There's no reason you shouldn't, unless you're thinking about taking it at 62, 63, 64, 65. That's where meeting with us, understanding your full options, making sure what you're doing makes the most sense can add significant value, folks. Absolute significant value to make sure you're not leaving, forget thousands, tens of thousands, potentially hundreds of thousands of dollars on the table. Don't let that be you. And we can help make sure you don't make that mistake. Take advantage of Social Security from the Social Security Administration and get the most out of it. It's owed to you. You deserve it. This is what proper planning does. This is what proper strategies do. And we can help you do that. All you have to do is give us a call. That's 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. We got offices all across Southern California, including the Inland Empire. We can help put it together, folks. This is what we do on a daily basis. Phone number is 855-963-2526. It's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird, or visit our website, falconwealthplanning.com. That's falconwp.com for short. Folks, we are going to take a short little break here. When we come back, we're going to talk about other Social Security strategies that can benefit your situation, taking everything else into account. We want you to stay with us. We're going to talk about single. We're going to talk about divorce. And if, God forbid, somebody passed away, it'll be just a moment here. Be right back. This is Gabriel Shane, Certified Financial Planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth. We hope you're enjoying the show, going over all things in personal finance. Every week we go over taxes, Social Security, retirement planning, investments, ways to protect you from what's out there. If you need help with that anytime, or what we're talking about sounds like you, we are offering a free financial assessment that can help relate this show to your personal situation. We are offering that for free at no cost. Give us a call at 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird, or visit our website at falconwealthplanning.com. That's falconwp.com for short. Enjoy the rest of the show. We look forward to serving you.
AM 590, The Answer.
Welcome back, folks. This is Gabriel Shaheen, Certified Financial Planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth, here on every weekend. We're talking about all things in personal finance, and today we are picking on Social Security. Social Security strategies that are available that has changed as of January 1st of 2016. You have had to have turned 62 before then. If you haven't, then a lot of this has changed, but still the concept of Social Security, which we talked about in the first segment, you could still understand the benefits, how they work, and make sure you maximize your specific situation. Now, if you missed it, that's okay. You can always join our podcasts. Just look up More Knowledge, More Wealth as our podcast stream. So, we're going to continue this conversation on Social Security strategies. And by the way, if you can't wait, if we already missed it, if you want to make sure your situation makes the most sense of when you should take it, give us a call. We can do a Social Security analyzer to see when's the best time you should take it, what strategies are available to you, whether you're widowed, whether you're married, whether you're divorced or single. We can help make sure you do not make mistakes in Social Security, because these days it's irrevocable. Once you do it, you cannot undo it. So, make sure you don't make that mistake. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird, or visit our website, falconwealthplanning.com. That's falconwp.com for short. We can help put together a Social Security analyzer for you. It's a few $100 offer that we are offering to you for free. We got offices all across Southern California, including the Inland Empire. So, we already talked about how Social Security works, how it grows at 8% a year from 62 years old to 70. We talked about if you're married, you can take a benefit off at 66 years old, your full retirement age. You could take half of your other spouse's Social Security while yours still continues to grow. This could be a fantastic strategy for you. So, looking at if you're divorced. If you are divorced, it's almost like you're married, except you're not. The benefit is you get the same strategy where you could take half of your ex-spouse's Social Security and let yours grow to the max amount at 70. Here's the thing. You have to be 66 years old to do this. So let's assume your ex-spouse got $2,000 and yours is $1,000. Now, if you waited until 70, you won't get $2,000. You're going to get $2,640. You're going to get that 8% growth. That's a lot of money. That's an extra $640 a month that you get waiting until 70. Now, let's say you still need money. If you still need money throughout the process, what you can do is take one half of your ex-spouse's while you wait. So if yours was $2,000, your ex-spouse's was $2,000, what you could do is this. You can take one half of your ex-spouse. So what is one half? Well, if your ex-spouse was getting $2,000 a month, you can get $1,000 a month. You get that. That's what you get for being married to your ex. So you can get one half of that and still allow your $2,000 a month to grow to the max at 70 years old. So you still get $1,000 a month just by waiting. And guess what? It doesn't affect your ex-spouse, and you don't even need to tell your ex-spouse. They don't need to know about it. It doesn't affect them. You don't have to worry about a phone call. It's what you get for being married to them. But here's the thing. You have had to have been married for at least 10 years. 10 years. You have to at least have been married for 10 years, not 9 years and 11 months and 4 weeks, but 10 years. And how do they figure that out? They get a certified copy of the marriage certificate and a certified copy of the divorce decree. Now, if you burned it, it's okay. You can just go to the county you were married and divorced, and you can look that up to make sure what it was. If you've been married for 10 years and now you're divorced and you do not get remarried, you can be eligible for this strategy where at 66 years old, you take one half of your ex's and let yours grow to the max. This could be a fantastic strategy to help increase your wealth. Yet again, it's free money. If you were even contemplating about waiting until you were 70 years old, might as well get free money in the process, folks. Now, yet again, you have had to turn 62 by January 1st of 2016. Folks, if this sounds like your situation, if you don't really know if this is your situation, if you want to make sure you can maximize your Social Security, we are offering a free Social Security Analyzer. It's a few $100 offer. We're offering it to you for free. All you have to do is give us a call. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. Or visit our website, falconwealthplanning.com. That's falconwp.com for short. We have offices all across Southern California, including the Inland Empire, where we can help make sure you are not making a mistake with your Social Security and you are making the proper decisions needed. Folks, if you're just joining us, you're listening to myself. I'm Gabriel Shaheen. I'm a certified financial planner, and I'm your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth here on every weekend. We talk about all important topics of personal finance. Our goal is to give you the information that you need so you do not make these mistakes that I see people doing on a daily basis. So there is some sad news for those people who are single out there. Now, I didn't say widowed. I didn't say divorced. I said single, which means those who are smart enough never to get married. I mean, those who have never been married. You do not have any more strategies anymore. So your only strategy is what I talked about in the very first segment. The very first segment was you can just wait until 70 years old if that makes the most sense and just understand your Social Security grows at 8% a year. That's it. I'm sorry. I didn't make the rule changes. This is just what it is. So sorry about that. Okay. So let's talk about if you are widowed. If you are widowed, there is a variable here. The variable is you can wait to take social, or you can get Social Security of your deceased spouse as early as age 60. And at 60 years old, you will get roughly, depending on a few different factors, but it's roughly about 80 to 85% of their benefit. So if it was $2,000 a month, you might be getting $1,700 a month as a benefit. At 60, not 62, but at 60, it's because you are a widow. And if you are a widow, you can get Social Security at 60 years old and it won't be significantly reduced. And here's the thing if you are widowed. If you are widowed, You can get it for 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, and 66. Now, at 66, you have two options. Here's what they are. Number one, you can continue taking your survivor benefit of your ex-spouse. That's number one. Number two, you can take your Social Security. If you take your Social Security, you no longer get the spousal. The survivor benefit. Here's the benefit of waiting to take yours. If you continue taking that survivor benefit of $1,700 a month, and assuming yours at 66 was $2,000, you can still take that $1,700 a month for 66, 67, 68, 69. Then when you turn 70, you get a step up to your Social Security, not at the $2,000, but at the increased amount because you waited until 70. So you would get $2,640. I'm going to say that again. That sounds like a fantastic deal. So you can get your survivor benefit from 60 years old all the way up to 66 and even up until 70 and let yours grow to the max amount at 8% a year. You can do that? Is that allowed? You betcha. It is allowed and recommended, depending on the whole situation. And that's where it makes complete sense to get professional help, those who specialize in Social Security. Guess what? The Social Security Administration doesn't specialize in Social Security strategies. They just specialize in how to push buttons to get you Social Security. They don't understand the full strategies. They don't understand your full situation. They don't understand any of that. You need to speak with a professional who understands this. And that's what we do. You can't afford, nobody can afford to give away free money. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. Or visit our website, falconwealthplanning.com. That's falconwp.com for short. We can help make sure you take full advantage of these Social Security strategies. You can't afford to make these mistakes. We got a couple other strategies here. It's not even a strategy. It's just things you should be aware of. If somebody did pass away, and you have people, kids at the house under the age of 18, you can get a Social Security benefit for each one of those kids that are under the age of 18. Now, there's a family household maximum. It ends up coming to being about, you know, whatever, three kids or so. So if you have eight kids, they're not going to give you, you know, that much for, it gets capped for each household. But that is money that's owed. I hate to say it's free money. It's money that's owed because your spouse has passed away. It's assuming you're making $2,000 a month, that benefit might come out to like $1,500 per kid. If you have three kids, which is the max, it might be $4,500. And then assuming you're over the age of 60, you could still get the spousal benefit, survivor benefit. So you want to make sure you don't miss that out. That's if a spouse passes away, you can get a survivor benefit, not just for you, but for your kids that are under the age of 18. So don't miss that out, okay? Another strategy that's available, it's not even a strategy, it's something you should be aware of. If you retire, now you can retire as early as 62 and collect Social Security. So whenever you take Social Security, what you could do is if you have kids under the age of 18, now, that means you must have had them older and later in life. But if you had kids in the house under the age of 18 and you're collecting Social Security, whether it's at 62, 66, or 70, you can get a Social Security check for each child that you have, a max of about three kids. But you can get a Social Security check on top of your Social Security check because you're retired with young kids. Folks, so that whole concept of waiting until 70, maybe 66 or 62, there's so many more moving parts depending on, here's the thing, your situation. And you don't want to leave, not thousands, not tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars on the table by doing it wrong. That's why you need professional help. That's where we can help. Folks, that's where you need to call us. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. Or visit our website, falconwealthplanning.com. That's falconwp.com for short. Folks, as we close out the show, that was a fast 30 minutes. We want to thank you for tuning in with us this afternoon. You can always reach myself or my colleagues at falconwealthplanning.com. That's falconwp.com for short. Phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. Call us with any personal questions you may have. We'll have a confidential conversation. Tune in every weekend as we give you the knowledge you need to increase your wealth. We want to thank you for listening. We want you to enjoy your afternoon. Have a great week, and God bless.